Networking's a really big term nowadays in whatever you do, whether it's football or whether it's business. And I think Sohail said something that I want to clarify is make sure you're adding value. You know, if you're, don't just go up and look for something, make sure you're bringing value to them as well. And then don't just look to have them in your network, have them be a connection. Be yourself, be real. Don't put on any fake persona and just be a good person. And if you're doing a training session with them and you meet them in training, people are going to notice. You know, if you go on trial, and I'm sure that's what happened with you, you go on trial to a club and you're there 30 minutes early, you're doing your activation, you're doing the warm up, you're positive during the session, you do your best to have the best session you can. Afterwards, you do your stretching and then you just smile. You create that good vibe like Sohail was talking about. You create a good aura. People could feel that. People could feel your energy. And when they want to be around you, people are going to want to help you, especially if you're a foreigner in a different country. So, yeah, I think that's very valuable. And I think one of the biggest things is just making sure that that network is a friendship. It's not just, you're not just using them for a connection. You actually build a relationship and a friendship with the person.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. It's also, like you said, building that relationship. So you have to maintain relationships. And that's why I often try to, whatever connections I currently have, every couple of weeks, every couple of months, just try and stay in touch with them, check in with them, see how they're doing, because you never know when somebody else is in a position where they can help you. And you never know when you're in a position where you can help them. So as long as you're providing value to somebody, there's going to be a time where they can then do something for you. And it's not about me doing something for you and you doing something for me, but it's growing together. And the best way to grow together is to keep supporting each other, like stay in contact with the connections you have. And down the line, like, you never know what could happen. You never know what position somebody could be in. So yeah, I definitely agree with the maintaining relationships.
For sure. And I want to add to that, actually, that just brought up a really good point. You know, a practical tip, In order to connect with people, and people always say, how do you stay connected? For me, one of the best things is holidays, New Year's, birthdays, reconnecting and just saying, Happy New Year. Hope you have a great New Year. Or I saw you sign that contract there. Congratulations. I saw you guys just won that league. Congratulations. And I remember you always did that, man, because not a lot of my buddies do that. And I always was one to do that as well. So I wanted to... Yeah. Say, you know, well done on that. And it stuck, like, I didn't remember it right away, but once we brought it up, I remember, and it stays in the subconscious. You're like, yeah, so he'll always, you know, says, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, you know, Happy New Year. So that's something for people to keep in mind.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And the thing, I just want to stress again, the importance of being proactive with that network. I think as a young kid, because I'm trying to put myself to like 14, 16, 18. And when you're a young kid, like, you're so scared to go and talk to somebody. Like, you're so scared. Even when I went to showcases tournaments, like, I was a shy kid. I would never go talk to somebody. But I promise you, it's never as bad as it seems. It's actually quite the opposite. It's when you go and, like, take that first step out of your comfort zone and you go and introduce yourself to somebody, the feeling you get after, you're so happy that you made that connection. Like, forget the whole, how can we help each other out? It's just making the connection.
Yes.
Growing a football friend, growing a football connection. It's so powerful. And it's something I wish I did earlier. I've only taken it seriously in the last 2 to 3 years. But if any, like, a younger person's listening to this right now, I want the key word to be proactive. Like, you have to go out there and do it, because if you don't, it's not going to happen. So that's something I wish I did earlier, is be proactive with my networking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to add to that and to compare it to something else, like, you know, you're never going to have regrets. You know, what's the worst that can happen? And just to compare it is like, you know, if you're a male and you're looking to find a girlfriend, you know, if you see a good looking girl, you know, what's the worst that can happen? She's not interested. You could always be friends. So it's like, just go up, make the approach, and it's uncomfortable. You know, it's uncomfortable. But if you make that approach, there's nothing really that can happen. And generally, most of the time, good things will come of it.
Yeah, and just based off of experience, 100% of the time, any single situation where I hesitated and I didn't go up and make the connection, or I didn't go and have a conversation, the thought of what if, and the thought of not knowing what that's always going to be worse than like the worst possible outcome of actually going up to them. So whether it's you're going up to a coach, a player, a girl, a business, whatever it is, every single time I went up to them, regardless of the outcome, I was more happy with that than not going up to them. Because I always thought, what if? And if you think the price of stepping out of your comfort zone is too high, wait until you get the bill from regret, because that bill is a lot heavier.
I love that.